Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our friend Christophe Ugereau. He's in France. He's in Brittany, the west of France. And he is the vice president analyst at Gartner, the Gartner Group. He's the author of The Real Business of Blockchain, How Leaders Can Create Value in the New Digital Age. And folks, you know about, if you've been listening to my show very long, you've been learning about blockchain. Christophe has been helping us. Christophe, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I would like to know from you is, before the pandemic, blockchain was conferences and conventions, and I mean, it was all the rage. It was the new hot button topic for a long time, and some of it was productive, some of it was good, and I attended some of those, and I've been trying to learn more about blockchain for several years, but a lot of it seemed to be almost like almost a little kind of a hysterical thing. Where do you think blockchain is right now in terms of the performance of it right now?
So basically, there is always a kind of an initial, and let's call it a bit of a blockchain winter, when we had moved beyond the hype and we started to see like a more pragmatic views on blockchain. And the fact that we had, of course, the health crisis, that by definition canceled a lot of conferences, that has also put pressure on a lot of the startups which were pushing for decentralization technology and blockchain technology. So that clearly has impacted blockchain. At the same time, what we're seeing is actually maturation of blockchain. Mm-hmm. We are very much seeing like now a real consciousness about the value of decentralization. Just let me give you an example with the crisis. So in spite of those challenges that the health crisis has brought to blockchain and development, we started to see a realization that it's all very nice to actually like use tracing up regard to health and social distancing. It's all very nice to try to get new ways to get funded and share more data to actually register for different services to support the crisis, but clearly from SMB perspective. But I thought you wish to lose control to that extent. So what we're starting to see is that we're starting to see an emerging backlash of values. So for example, as an advocate of SMBs, you fully realize, as we discussed in the previous segment, that market power is shifting towards larger companies. Mm-hmm. And we argue that actually blockchain has a very strong role to play here, a strong role to maintain an independency for SMBs in terms of identity, what kind of data they want to share, how do they want to get funding. And the same thing applies to citizens, because I want to be very careful who I'm going to share that data with, how it's going to be used. It may respond to short-term requirements to my health, but what's the impact on my freedom or independence in the long term? So I think blockchain actually starts to answer those questions.
Well, that's a really important point. Yeah. That's a really important point you're making. There's already a force in the marketplace that's driven by capital, access, availability of capital, which big companies have, small companies not so much. That's allowing them to drive their technological offerings, their technological platforms, to make them sexier to customers, and those are things that small business owners have a hard time keeping up with. We just have to rely on the fact that we're already sexy. We started out being sexy, but as customers look for new ways, look for new things, new ways of defining that, then they're gravitating, as we know, and the pandemic is causing some of that. They're gravitating toward the powerful tech platforms that either the tech companies have or companies have who are buying that. But so we have to be, small businesses must be part of the blockchain environment. Otherwise, they're going to get left behind completely. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. And I think SMBs actually have, by definition, by the sense of community, by the connection to local community and so on, they have a role to play. I mean, when we talk about blockchain, we're not only talking about the technology. Of course, we're talking about the governance. Mm-hmm. It's about taking back some control, getting influence to an extent. So SMBs have to realize that in certain cases, you could actually state they have a strong role to play to actually advocating blockchain to work across multiple SMBs and maintain that kind of social cohesion to that extent and that kind of those links at the local community level. So there is kind of a social role to an extent.
Do you think, also, very importantly,
from a business perspective.
I want to ask you, do you think blockchain is that there's a concerted effort to make blockchain more granular and more understandable and more affordable in smaller applications for small businesses? Is that going on right now?
Yes, there is. The problem, I would say, is some of this effort will be done in a centralized fashion, which will defeat the point. So going back to your excellent point before, you will see some kind of what we call blockchain-inspired or kind of what's real blockchain, which will be positioned by a large group. Say, well, if you start to use our blockchain solution, you have access to all those services, all those capabilities, mm-hmm. and an SMB that will help you to develop yourself. But because they're not fully decentralized, or not that decentralized, I should say, there's a risk that actually both blockchain solutions become a Trojan horse.
Right.
So we have to be very careful with those. But
well
yes,
said.
There is a movement to actually create a better way for things to begin business.
That's good news, Christoph. Hold on to that thought. Christoph Ujiro and I will be right back. We come back, we're going to talk about cryptocurrency, the good, the bad, and the potentially very ugly. Tintel, I'm Jim Blessingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.